Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, broadcasting live from Kays Valley Golf Club for the BMW Championship. Jeremy Kahn is on medical leave right now. We'll be praying for Jeremy. But, Ed, I mean, this is a beautiful place. And yesterday, ESPN was here as part of the 50 states in 50 days. Mm-hmm. And one of the things they talked about for the state of Maryland, number one, let me explain it. And I almost gave them a shovel today. Whoever was explaining what Maryland was yesterday, Courtney Cronin, I forget the guy's name, he started explaining all these great things of Maryland. He said the best Maryland crab cake was someplace in Hagerstown. Courtney Cronin says, they talked about Kevin Plank. Courtney Cronin says, well, I think everybody in Maryland is rich, aren't they? And then dude said, I tell you one thing I'm never going to do again. I'm never going over the Bay Bridge. The Key Bridge. Mm-hmm. I got a fear of the bridge. Key Bridge is high, and I'm just, you know, when I go back to Maryland, I'm not using Key Bridge. I'm thinking, dude, you didn't do your homework. you didn't understand the assignment. Yeah, thank you, Joe. You didn't understand the assignment. And then they played the highlights this morning on ESPN Radio. So the overnight host then said, yeah, no one's going over the Key Bridge right now because it collapsed a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said it almost like he was embarrassed to have to say that. But ESPN listed the following as the best sports moments in Maryland history. Not in any particular order, okay? Cal breaks Garrick's record. Ravens win their first Super Bowl. Maryland men's win their first wins the tournament. Maryland women win the title. Ravens win their second Super Bowl. UMBC beats Virginia in the tournament. Those are the six things that they named the best things that happened in Maryland. Those are. Now, we could already say that the qualifications for this, Joe, is not that it happened in Maryland, right? Because Ravens didn't win any Super Bowl in Maryland.
Yeah.
And the Terps, neither the Terps teams won in Maryland. And UMBC didn't win in Maryland, right?
So that's correct.
So how can you have this list and not list Michael Phelps? Mm-hmm. The greatest accomplishment of any of these is Michael Phelps.
That never really crossed my mind.
It crossed my mind as soon as I read it because I'm thinking to myself first, I thought, well, maybe it had to happen in Maryland. And I looked down like, no, because the Ravens never won a Super Bowl in Maryland. The Terps, men or women, didn't win in Maryland.
I would say that. Yes, thank you. Go. I was saying almost none of it happened.
Only
here.
Thing that happened in Maryland was the Cal. That's
yeah,
it.
That's it.
So you list these as the greatest things for Maryland and Michael Phelps, the greatest Olympian in the history of the event, is not listed?
I honestly
Joe,
wouldn't.
Can I get
I
one more shovel?
All right.
Can I get one more shovel?
I don't think that's a big deal.
You know, are you kidding me?
Your older generation has much more reverie for the Olympics.
23 gold medals. See, let me explain something to you, Joe. People have won the Super Bowl before. People have won the NCAA tournament before. There have been upsets before. The only two things that I just mentioned have never been done before is Cal Ripken breaking Lou Gehrig's record and 23 gold medals. Those two things have never happened before. So how is that not a big deal?
Maybe what they were basing it off of was like more of, I don't know, like a team accomplishment, but that doesn't necessarily work for Cal.
Cal's not a team accomplishment. Cal's not a team accomplishment.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have put Michael Phelps on there because I don't really see that as the same way. Like he's an athlete. Like I said, older generation has much more reverie for Olympic achievements than people in my generation.
So you at Team USA winning a gold meant nothing to you?
That was the most viewed.
That was the most viewed event
again, Rob,
in the Olympics.
But that happened when you were alive.
No. I'm talking about this past year. It was the most viewed event in the
Olympics. Oh, the basketball game, you mean? I thought you were talking about the hockey team.
No. I didn't watch that.
I guess kind of, but then at the same time, you're the United States and it's basketball. You should always win the gold.
So, but you can't say, no. You can't say the younger generation doesn't view it when it's the most, when so many people watched it.
I get that, but you can't break that down by demographic. We will never know.
I guarantee you, worldwide, the greatest accomplishment in the history of the Olympics is Michael Phelps' 23 gold medals.
I don't doubt
There's
that.
There's no way you can tell me that that's not the most important thing along with Cal Ripken.
I don't agree.
Well, people think he's the greatest athlete to ever come out of Maryland because of what he did. It's just he did something that has never been done before. So, I mean, people have won Super Bowls. I mean, I would point to, you know, Sugar Ray Leonard winning his first title in 1979. But other people have won, you know, boxing championships.
Exactly.
But he's from Maryland, so I think it's a big deal because I love boxing. I'm not going to go back to Joe Gans because nobody was alive then, but Joe Gans, first black champion.
And you were there.
All right, but I was young.
I had to get one in there.
I mean, there's no way you could tell me Maryland winning it. Oh, UMBC beating Virginia is bigger than Michael Phelps winning 23 gold medals. No.
I mean, UMBC didn't win the title.
Exactly.
You know,
they won a game.
They won a game, yeah.
And I'm not taking anything away from them.
No, that's the problem. But if you're pointing anything out, it sounds like you are. It's just that's the fact. They didn't win the NCAA championship.
When I saw that, I'm like, huh? What just happened here? What just happened here? So you know what? I want to roll with Joe on this. Joe, I want to roll with you on this. Vinny Serrato will join us in studio. Well, not us. He'll be in studio with Joe hanging out. But on the other side, is Michael Phelps' accomplishment in the Olympics a big deal or not? Joe says with his generation, not so much. I know for a fact, Joe, that people of your generation listen to the show. I was overwhelmed by the amount of people who I met over the weekend about your age and younger who listen to the show. 410-583-1057 is the number. Joe saying no big deal. I'm saying it's the biggest deal of them all. Arguably the only one that equals it is Cal Ripken. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. ESPN is doing this thing, which I think is very cool. And I know we beat up on ESPN a lot, but I think one of the coolest things they're doing is this 50 states in 50 days. Some of the things that I found out about some of these states I think is fascinating. But they listed the following as the best sports moments in Maryland history in no particular order. Cal Ripken breaks Lou Gehrig's record. A record, Ravens win their first Super Bowl. Maryland men's basketball team wins the tournament. Women's basketball team wins the tournament. Ravens win their second Super Bowl. UMBC beats Virginia in the tournament. There's no mention of Michael Phelps winning 23 gold medals. Big Crumb on Twitter says, Rob Long Sports, I'm with you. The first thing I thought about when I heard the list is, where's Michael Phelps? 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go to Gio in Baltimore. What's up, Gio?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Man, doing well. How are you?
I would love to give Joe a double shovel. Not only did Michael Phelps do it for, you know, he's from Baltimore, and he's the one top of that list, but he did it for our country. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, but that, so to follow you up, though, Gio, that's something that another texter said, that it doesn't count as a Maryland sports moment. It's a United States sports moment. That's why they didn't put it on the list.
I don't agree with that at all.
I don't agree with that at all. This is about what, this is Maryland. He's from Maryland. They listed him as a Marylander on the same broadcast. So how do you list him as one of the biggest athletes in this state, but not list what he did? I watched the program. He was listed as one of the biggest athletes to come out of Maryland. So you can't tell me he's listed as the biggest athlete to come out, one of the biggest athletes to come out of here doing something for the country, but yet you can't list what he did because it wasn't for Maryland, it was for the country. You can't have both ways. Don't list them then.
Maybe you can't have it both ways.
No, you can't tell him. How is he one of the biggest athletes to come out of here when you're not even recognizing his accomplishments? And in order for him to be big, it's being big accomplishments. But then you don't recognize his accomplishments. That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, if you're going to extend it, Katie Ledecky is the most decorated American woman in Olympic history.
I understand that.
Yeah,
I do understand it, but at the same time, that doesn't have the same pop to me as Michael Phelps, something that no one has ever done. 410-583-1057 is the number. Steve in Centerville. What's up, Steve?
Morning, boys. Hey, how about the greatest game ever played? You know, that's on all kinds of sports history, NFL history, and the Colts versus the Giants. Michael Phelps, not just what he did, but what he overcame. And I agree with Rob. I can't imagine a bigger event in Maryland, even in the last 100 years, than watching him and seeing his career go win 23 games. And I do have a point of order. I have to support Bruce Tuchel. He was a fighter pilot. Fighter pilots break things and kill people. If you've ever seen a, if you've ever seen a Spectre gunship for real, you'd know that there's other people in the Air Force that break things and kill people. Yeah. All right,
Bruce's a good man. I love working with him.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate the call, Steve. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let me ask you a question, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
Who didn't watch Michael Phelps back when he was breaking all these records?
The whole country
watched.
Yeah.
And now, after the fact, we act like, you have more people who didn't care about swimming watching swimming. More people who didn't care about baseball watching Cal Ripken.
I mean, not to, again, denigrate what UMBC did. Who's more excited? Are more people excited about Michael Phelps? He represented Baltimore or UMBC upsetting Virginia?
I'm sorry. I got to be honest with you. I don't think that belongs on this list. I don't. I don't think it belongs on the list, yeah. Man. Let's go to Nick in Annapolis. What's up, Nick? Nick, you there?
Great show, guys. Thanks so much. Michael Phelps started his career in the Olympics at age 15. He went from 2000 to 2016. He didn't get 23 medals. He got 28 medals. 23 were gold.
I said 23 gold medals.
I know, but I'm just saying 28 total. Ain't nobody ever going to touch that. That is like God tier. That is out of control. I mean, not to have put him on the list is the most ridiculous, absurd thing ever.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Nick. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.